It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickers.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get some reaction to the news we just heard about the passing of South African leader Nelson Mandela. We're working on a guest. I think we'll have somebody in about 10 minutes.
First, the UW System Board of Regents is meeting today to discuss the issue of faculty retention and salaries.
Critics have often said that the UW system is not competing or can't compete with the salaries that other universities offer and sometimes loses its best talent. Here with us to discuss how to retain those professors is former Chancellor of UW-Madison, John Wiley. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, you were a former chancellor at UW-Madison. I assume this is not a brand new issue. Has this been a long-running thing, trying to keep talent at the UW?
Oh, it's been a 150-year thing.
Has the situation gotten more competitive, though, among American universities? Is there more poaching and sniping going on?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. I don't know that it's more. I'm told, I did check with our the people who keep our data, and they said we are getting more retention pressure, more outside offers than we usually get, although it's a little bit cyclical. And we've not had an excess of losses. In other words, for the people we really try hard to retain, we usually manage to retain them.
The regents are meeting today to talk about retention issues. Is there more that they could be doing at UW system institutions? Are we talking about the top-tier talent, the middle ranks? Who are they targeting, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've not been involved with the regents at all for the last 5 years. I stepped down as chancellor 5 years ago, and I retired completely about 2 years ago. So I'm a little bit out of the loop here. I was a provost of the university for about 5 years and then chancellor for another 8 years. So I have been involved in recruitment and retention issues for a long time and paid very, very close attention to this all the time I was in those positions. But I don't know specifically what the regents are discussing or considering today. I will tell you that none of the system institutions, no public employees, in fact, no state employees, have had raises for a long time. And so we're well behind where we should be, just not only counting inflation, not counting outside offers.
And how does the UW system usually stack up compared to peer institutions around the country?
Well, Madison usually is a little bit above the middle of the pack. You mean in terms of...
In terms of salary, yeah.
Well, no, actually, I will revise that then. We're a little above the middle of the pack in terms of retention. We're a little below the middle of the pack in terms of salaries, and that varies by professorial level from assistant professor to full professor. Basically, the bottom line is this. We try to maintain an across-the-board star faculty in all positions in all departments, and I say we try, and we often succeed. So our average is above average. Not everyone who gets an outside offer gets a counter offer from us, because there are occasionally some people that we figure we would rather replace with new talent. The ones we try hard to keep, we usually manage to keep. But that is done with private funds and extraordinary effort and significant expense, not at the state expense.
And do you get the sense, or did you get the sense as chancellor, that your hands were ever tied by the state laws, by state regulations on pay and compensation?
No, not really. We have some mechanisms we can use to do base salary adjustments or counter offers. The state's been very reasonable in that respect. They let us counter an outside offer. Unfortunately, once someone gets an outside offer, they've got one foot out the door already. So we try to be preventive and take good care of people that we figure are likely to be rated as best we can. The bottom line is, my constant worry in the last 10 years that I was in administrative positions was not just the superstars, because we can always find a way to keep them or do something that's very competitive and hopefully keep them. it's the average. We can't do the same level of effort for everybody mm-hmm. on the faculty, and we've got very, very good average faculty. Average for us is superstar at many other institutions. And so that was my big worry, that when the general pay plan for the state employees and for the faculty was not competitive, it put extra pressure on us.
How much of it is money in keeping professors around versus other, a good working environment, the political climate? How do those other things factor in your experience?
Oh, no doubt about it. It isn't just money. I will tell you, in my own personal case, I was working in the private sector back in 1974 when I got a job offer at Wisconsin. I was making in that year, now you've got to translate this forward to today's numbers, but I was making about $30,000 a year, and Wisconsin offered me $14,500 for 9 months, for a 9 month pay, and I had to find my own summer salary. So, and I still accepted it because I wanted to work at Wisconsin. So that happens, but you can't count on that, and not everybody is going to make that sacrifice to have a particular kind of career that they think they want.
And all else being equal, maybe another campus has a great working environment, so then the money is a substantial deciding factor.
That's right. That happens sometimes. And when that happens with someone that we really desperately want to keep here, we will move as many mountains as we have to try to keep them here, including raising their salaries and changing their working conditions and so on.
I'm guessing there are some parents out there listening now thinking, I've got a kid at a UW system school, or I'm considering sending a kid there. What does this mean for me? What does this mean for the quality of the education that my child is going to get at the schools, this issue of retaining faculty?
It's something to think about, and all of us as Wisconsin citizens should pay attention to the educational environment at all levels, K-12 and higher education. I think we still have an outstanding education system at all levels in the state of Wisconsin on the average. If you've ever played King on the Mountain when you were a kid, it's easier to stay on the top than it is to fight your way back up. And we can lose our competitive position if we're not careful. That's what I worry about also.
Do you ever get the sense that it's overly competitive? There's an arms race among institutions that maybe should be more collegial, or is that just the way things are?
That's just the way things are. I do think that it's overly competitive, but the competition is logical, understandable, and probably justifiable. We pay whatever we need to hire new faculty at the highest level we can find. I mean, the best faculty we can find. And it costs us probably about $1 million to get them from first hire to tenure. So over the next 5 or 6 years, we'll spend about $1 million. And if we lose them at that point, that money is down the drain, and we've got to start over with somebody else and spend another $1 million. So there's a big premium on getting the very best faculty you can and keeping them. And not only that, of the ones that we do get and keep, they pay back our costs in terms of outside money that they bring into the state of Wisconsin in a very short time. So it becomes positive almost immediately after they get to the point of tenure. And that makes it all the more important to fuss and worry about retention issues.
We'll leave it there. John, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
You bet.
That's John Wiley, former chancellor at UW-Madison.